Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and we keep going back to the Constitution and talking about it. Why is that important? Because it is what separates the United States from every other nation in the world, in fact, from any other nation throughout all history. For this is the first time in all recorded history where the power of government was to be limited by the change of the Constitution so men could be free. And the secret of our Constitution and the secret of America's greatness, at least for the first 100, 125 years of our nation, was the fact that the central government authority over the lives of the people was limited, that the Constitution created specific things that the federal government could do, and anything over and beyond that they could not do. They were not to provide Social Security. No matter how you feel about Social Security and how great it is, it was realized by our founding fathers that, you know, if the government could provide for the people, would have to be able to number them and control them. And of course, 225 years or so ago, when they were writing the Constitution, they knew of the danger of numbering people, that would eventually one day be used so they'd neither be able to buy nor sell, lest they wore the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And so our founding fathers didn't want the federal government to be able to provide for people, because they knew that the people would eventually vote themselves into slavery, as the people did in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome and down through the centuries. If the government can provide for you, you're going to vote for the politician who promises to give you the most. Aren't you going to do that? If you're a farmer, you're going to vote for the politician that gives you farm subsidies. And certainly if you're a manufacturer, you're going to go vote for the politician who will get the most business for your business, and you will support him so he can get reelected. And, of course, he'll be sure that you make more money. But our founding fathers didn't want that, because they knew that eventually the people would vote themselves into slavery. And that's just exactly what we're doing. Of course, we've had a lot of help from those people who want to enslave us, and they've removed from our textbooks and from our universities any mention of what we're talking about here on Radio Liberty. Well, today's an important day. We have one candidate, Ron Paul, who is actually talking about the Constitution and trying to get back to it, and all the rest of the candidates hate the Constitution because they want the power for themselves. And Ron Paul doesn't want the power. He wants to limit the power of government so men could be free. And that's why he's getting the conspiracy of silence from the controlled media. Well, with that as a background, Pastor Whitney, thanks so very much for being with us, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and thank you for the great work that you're doing, getting the word out across this land of what has happened to our wonderful Constitution and the design our founders gave us for a limited government. You see, as you just said, if the government is unlimited, look out, your freedoms are going to be completely lost. Our founders designed, rather, a system by which the government was limited, and it was limited within the jurisdiction that God gave to human government. Many people forget that, and especially many Christians aren't aware of what the Bible clearly teaches, that God ordained civil government, but that he limited the jurisdiction of civil government. Jesus referred to this when he was asked about paying taxes. He said, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." That Caesar has a jurisdiction, but it is a limited jurisdiction. If you study throughout Scripture, you'll find that that jurisdiction really has only two areas in which the civil government has legitimate authority, and that is civil justice. That is a court system and a legal system, laws and so forth, and the enforcement of those laws, which are in accordance with God's law. Anytime a civil government creates a law and seeks to enforce a law that violates God's law, that civil government has stepped outside of its God-ordained boundaries, and it has become a tyrant, a usurper, doing something it was never given permission to do by God, nor given any authority to do by we the people, because our form of government is by consent of the people. If we don't consent to it, the government can't do it. And that's the reason why here at Institute on the Constitution, we are devoted to teaching Americans, millions of Americans, what the Constitution actually says, what the Declaration of Independence says, what the Bill of Rights and then the subsequent amendments, because these are the limits that we the people have agreed to. We've entered a contract, so to speak, with our civil government. You can do these things. These other things you may not do, like when you go down to the auto mechanic and you sign a contract. You can change the oil and the spark plugs, but nothing more. And if he changes the engine and the transmission and bills us for it, we refuse to pay. We'll even take him to court because he's broken the contract we have with him. Likewise, our civil government, we have a contract with it, our U.S. Constitution. But if we don't know the terms of this contract, then we cannot enforce this contract. We cannot hold our elected officials accountable, remove them when they violate the contract, refuse to vote for them, as in the current thing you're just mentioning here in the presidential campaign. There's only one candidate who's even talking about the Constitution. Why is that? Well, it's because most of the candidates know they can pull the wool over the eyes of the average American. Well, we seek to change that as we're educating millions of Americans and seeking to wake them up to the reality of the fact that our current federal government is breaking the law. 90%+ of the times it does anything in Washington, D.C., whether it's the Department of Education that should be flushed down the Potomac, or whether it's the Department of Energy. You go on and on the list of things that the federal government is doing that it has no authority to do. In fact, by doing so, by spending taxpayers' money, stealing the money from people to do something they have no permission to do, they are lawbreakers. Well, I know many patriots who are aware of what's going on in our country, often the more they study this, they wring their hands in despair and say, it's terrible, this is awful, and it is. But is the situation hopeless? And I answer resoundingly, no. The situation is not hopeless. We can reclaim our constitutional republic. And the question is, well, how do we go about doing that? What is a victory plan for restoring our constitutional heritage? Well, the first thing that must be understood is that the battle, and Dr. Stan, I appreciate you bringing this up time again, the battle we're engaged in is really a spiritual battle. We're engaged against spiritual forces of evil in high places, and so the spiritual side of the battle needs to be pursued as well as the constitutional side of that battle.
And so, held on. We're going to break here. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Stuart Whitney from the Institute of Constitution.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. And remember, no other nation in all recorded history has had a constitution that limited the power of government, did not expand it, did not allow the government to control the individual. In fact, we were not to be taxed. There was to be no income tax in America. Certainly, the federal government would have nothing to do with the individual, with his life, his liberty, or his property. That was all to be handled at the state level, very, very specifically laid out. This is an amazing document, and as Jay Leno commented so cleverly, you know, when we were trying to write a constitution for Iraq, well, why don't we just send them ours, because we don't use our constitution much anymore, and that's really true. And yet it is still the law of the land. We have the people in Washington, D.C. who hate the Constitution because it stands in the way of the dictatorship that they want. So you pick up the story there, David.
Well, as I was saying before, what really needs to happen, there's two things. One is the spiritual battle that needs to be won. I like what General Douglas MacArthur said. History fails to record a single precedent in which nations subjected to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline. There has been either a spiritual awakening to overcome the moral lapse or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster. And I believe he's right that unless there is a revival and America returns to the principles of God's word for their own individual lives, self-government, then we're and the resulting be that family government follows God's word and church government follows God's word, there will not be a return to civil government, getting back to the boundaries in which God ordained it to operate, which is twofold. One is civil justice, that is, that God's law is enacted, applied, and enforced in society. And secondly, military defense, that is, when we are attacked, when we are invaded, not these wars of aggression that we're currently engaged in and have been engaged in now for nearly 40 years, but when we are actually physically attacked, it is the job of the civil government to protect and defend us, protect and defend our God-given rights. And so we need to make sure individually that our own faith is based upon the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ and his revealed word, the Bible. We need to live personal lives of integrity and consistency with our profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And this is really the basic building block. It starts with self-government. Then it leads to family government as we seek to lead our families to follow God's law and God's word and to be a righteous people. John Adams, our second president, said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." By the way, that term religious, he meant Christian people. A moral and religious people, it's wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. Because they recognized, if you're not self-governed, that is, if you don't have people in society that are seeking to obey God's law on their own, independent of any outside force, you cannot possibly hire enough police, you cannot possibly build enough jails to control all of the people all the time. The only way it works, the only way that freedom and liberty is experienced in the society is if the vast majority of people, more than half, more than three-quarters of the people, are self-governed, that in their hearts, they've exalted Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives, and therefore they're living their lives in obedience to the law of God as a Christian citizen.
And let me just point out that today we have 7 million Americans, over 1% of our population, over 2% of our population, in prison, probation, or parole. as a direct result of the fact that people are not going along with God's law. And of course, our founding fathers recognized you had to have this ability of people to govern themselves answerable to God. And when you're answerable to God, you're not going to violate the civil laws of society. But destroy that faith in Christianity, destroy that faith in God, and of course you'll have moral chaos. And that's why the Masons on the United States Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, because they wanted to lead us into moral anarchy. And two generations later, you can see the end result of putting the power to make our laws in the hands of people who worship the great architect of the universe, which is the God of Masonry, but is not the God of this country. Go ahead.
So back to what we need to see is a revival in our land where Jesus Christ is throned as King of Kings in the lives of people. Our founders had a slogan. Maybe if you had made a bumper sticker back there and put it on your carriage in 1776, it would have read, "No King but King Jesus." No King but King Jesus. That is, no earthly king. We are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our King. Individually, that needs to take place. It needs to take place in families and family government. And churches need to return. And this is one of the biggest concerns that I have as a pastor. Churches need to return, and pastors need to return to preaching the whole counsel of God, not some seeker-sensitive, drivel, watered-down, mamby-pamby gospel, but the whole counsel of God, that God's law applies to every area of our life. Secondly, then, to restore our republic, we have to restore true Christian citizenship. And that is, we need to build a base of citizens who understand the Constitution, understand the biblical principles of law and government, and who refuse to elect anyone to public office who does not respect those principles. That is, looking at presidential candidates, which one truly would follow the Constitution? Which one has a track record of obeying their oath of office? And I submit that Ron Paul is the only one of the presidential candidates that does currently. But we need to have citizens who understand that standard, the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration, and that's what Institute on the Constitution is devoted to doing, raising up that base of citizens who will not elect anyone to public office who does not respect and follow these principles. It's interesting to see how a foreigner viewed our country just shortly after the founding era. Alexis de Tocqueville, a Frenchman who came to the States in 1835, and he's actually doing some research on our judicial system, and particularly he was interested in prisons and so forth. And he said this, after noting Americans' ignorance about European affairs, he said, "But if you question the average American respecting his own country, the cloud that dimmed his intelligence will immediately disperse. His language will become as clear and precise as his thoughts. He will inform you what his rights are and by what means he exercises them. He will be able to point out customs which obtain in the political world. You will find that he is well acquainted with the rules of the administration, that he is familiar with the mechanisms of the laws. The citizen of the United States does not acquire his practical science and his positive notions from books. The instructions he has acquired may have prepared him for receiving these ideas, but it did not furnish them. The American learns to know the laws by participating in the act of legislation, and he takes a lesson the forms of government from governing. The great work of society is ever going on before his eyes, as it were, under his hands." And so he, just surveying an average cross-section of Americans, was amazed at their knowledge of our structure, of our Constitution, of how laws were created, how they were enforced, and he saw that the average voting citizen was actively involved. That is, he contacted his congressman and he spoke with his senators. He was active in this. He was not passive, just expecting government to run on autopilot. And I think that's the mistake many Americans make, that, well, I can sit back and enjoy my happy life and go off and do whatever I please, and I don't need to worry about government. Well, if you don't concern yourself with the government to keep it within the bounds that the Constitution established, to keep it within the bounds of God's law, you're going to result in a tyrannical government that is going to strip you of your God-given rights and violate those rights. So if you want slavery, do nothing. It will come. You can be sure there are tyrannical, evil people who want to enslave you. If you want freedom, if you love liberty, what our founders called the animating contest of liberty, then you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to work for it. And it begins by understanding what we teach here at Institute on the Constitution, the philosophy of government that our founders established, which was a biblical view of law and government upon which they drafted and wrote the Declaration of Independence, our charter as a nation, and then the nuts and bolts document as to how that would be worked out, our Constitution, and then our Bill of Rights to secure our God-given rights from a government that might want to strip those rights from us, and then also knowing the subsequent amendments and what has happened in America since that day. Well, in contrast to Alexis de Tocqueville's day, in which citizens were very well informed, a study, this is even 20 years ago, so it might be even far worse now, it said that 46% of Americans did not know that the purpose of the Constitution was to create a federal government and to define and limit its powers. 26% of the respondents believed that the purpose was to declare independence. They got the Constitution and the Declaration confused. 59% did not know the Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. 27% think the Bill of Rights is just the preamble, completely confusing it. And we as pastors and churches need to teach the biblical principles of government. You see, from one end to the other, God's Word deals with law and government. And many Christians confuse this. They say, oh, the Ten Commandments, that's one thing, and that's completely separate from government. Oh, no, it's not. The very structure of government, the very structure of implementing God's law is given to us there in the Ten Commandments. And colonial preachers, and this is actually why our country even came to into existence, colonial preachers used to preach very clearly what God's Word says about law and government. They were the first to criticize King George III and say, he is a tyrant because he is breaking God's law. And here's the specifics in God's Word that detail how he is breaking God's law. And then pastors, even after formation of our country, they used to preach election sermons. Right at this kind of time of year, they would be informing their congregation how they ought to be voting. They would give them the specifics of the character qualities that must be present in a candidate for you to vote for such a candidate. And they looked at the spiritual life of the candidate, in particular scrutiny. The election sermons preached from the pulpit were very important in preserving our republic. Not only that, once officials were elected to office, say on a state level, then, well, the governor would call together all the elected officials and all the appointed officials, and they would bring a pastor who would preach God's word to them as elected officials as to what their responsibility was before God, how they would answer to God on Judgment Day for the oath of office that they'd taken before Almighty God to protect and defend and follow the Constitution of the state and the United States. All these kind of things took place. The church was actively involved in making a difference. And in our day, churches have sold out to the government, accepting incorporation, becoming a creature of the state, or 501c3, accepting a non-profit religious organization status from the IRS, and they have been silenced. So now instead of criticizing the government as they prophetically are called to do, they're just water boys for the government. Do whatever the government tells you. No, we need a change there as well in terms of what churches are doing. Every church in America that truly believes God's Word is absolute authority ought to be teaching the principles we're sharing here at Institute on the Constitution. And that's exactly why we put together what we call a host kit, an easy way for any group of people to learn these principles with 12 video lectures. And this is an important element. We have churches across the country that are using this as a Sunday school class or using it as a midweek study group. And if churches were to, if just the churches were to take this up in America and say, we need to train our congregation how to be a Christian citizen by understanding what God's Word says about law and government, then understanding the founding documents, Declaration, Constitution, Bill of Rights, we could see our nation taken back from the wicked pagans who are currently in power. Now, so that's what we need to do individually. Every person needs to learn this, get a host kit for their own family perhaps, and then expand it to train people in their church, and then beyond that in their community. Then we need to become informed and active in making a difference in a number of different areas. Perhaps we know students who are heading into law, or perhaps they're pre-law students in college, and we can share with them these constitutional principles as we learn them, and that we need to remind people that law affects all of us, and it should be our participation in seeing that the laws abide by God's law, and that the civil government stays within the jurisdiction that God ordained for it, civil justice, military defense, the only two things that it can legitimately, by God's word, be involved with.
Well, you hang on there, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute and perhaps get one of your kits and begin really doing what they should be doing, and that is teaching others about this most wonderful document, a document, of course, which was responsible for our freedom and, of course, which is being totally ignored by the traitors in Washington, D.C., whose loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream of the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, and are using the financial and military power of our government in violation of the oath that they've sworn to uphold to bring about their dream of the New World Order, the New World Religion, with the New World Leader. David, how can people get in touch with you?
Yes, our phone number here at Institute on the Constitution, and it's a toll-free number, is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Or people can also go on our website, and we have a bookstore there with our host kit available, as well as many other resources to help you educate yourself and your family and church and wider circle of people in your community. And our website at Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. It's all one word, iotconline.com. And again, those resources are extremely easy to use. They're designed for anybody to be able to pick up our host kit, pop in the DVDs or VHSs are also available on special order if someone needs that, and view the lectures, and then a student notebook is included in the host kit with a detailed outline of each lecture, as well as a host manual describing how to host a class and giving you answers to the test questions that are at the end of each lecture, setting up a structure of the agenda for each of the meetings if you do it in a 12-meeting structure or so on. All that you need is contained in the host kit, and we're just encouraged, as currently every state in the union has either currently a class going on or has had a class conducted. And we're just encouraged now that we have taken a new step. We recognize that sometimes a person can't gather a group of people together, and that's the ideal. But we have just started this week an online course. That is, someone can go to our website, iotconline.com, and sign up and watch the lectures online, take a test online, and basically take the entire course online. And we know that for some people that may be the best method to get started. We do encourage classes to meet together because there's that kind of aha experience and the sharing together of ideas and, oh, I saw this in the news and another person saw that, and we begin to put the pieces together and encourage one another. So the class setting is ideal, but we recognize that that's not possible for everyone. So, again, we now offer an online version where a person can take the entire course online by going to our website, iotconline.com. Well, once we begin to educate ourselves and begin to educate those people immediately around us and educate our church, we can help educate people in the larger community. You probably all know somebody who's an attorney, or maybe an attorney in your church, and you can begin initiating some conversations with them. Because if you know these things and they don't, you may be able to begin prompting their thinking and causing them to recognize they need to learn what the Constitution says according to what the founders said. They will have been lied to, propagandized, and so forth in law school, and they usually will come away with a very twisted or incomplete idea of the Constitution altogether from that training. And we should encourage them to move in the direction of understanding what indeed our Constitution meant as per what the founders said it did. And perhaps we could get a lawyer we know and give him a copy of the host kit, or maybe somebody who works in a law office. Often paralegals would be helped greatly if they understood this. And as we talk to people, as we seek to educate people, and as we seek to work with our legislators and inform them, we need to work for several things. First of all, judicial restraint is one of the things that we need to encourage and strongly work towards. That is, we want the Constitution to be interpreted as it was written, with its original meaning, with its original intent, rather than this living Constitution garbage, which is a lie. The Constitution is fixed. It does not evolve. The only changes to it occur when the amendment of the Constitution is properly conducted and ratified. So the president can't simply amend the Constitution by executive edict, which is what these presidential directives are, or neither can the Supreme Court change it when they just issue their opinion. That's not an amendment to the Constitution. So we need to work for original intent. We need to demand of our legislative and elected and appointed officials judicial or strict construction. That is, give the Constitution the meaning it had originally. Strict construction according to the understanding our founders clearly had. And this means judicial restraint. The courts are not to be policymakers. The courts make no legislation. People are always wrong when they say Roe v. Wade legislated or legalized abortion. No, the courts don't make law. Therefore, Roe v. Wade, whatever it is not a law. It's an opinion. by black robe lawyers. It's not a law. The legislature did not pass a law. And so judges should be restricted, and this calls upon our legislators often to threaten them with impeachment. I know here in Maryland, the judges were about to overturn marriage law in Maryland and declare that two sodomites could marry and so on. One legislative friend of mine who is brave and stands on these issues, he threatened an impeachment. He even called for an impeachment. In fact, he only had two other legislators that would even sign on with him, so it wasn't going anywhere. But just the mere threat of the word impeachment was enough to scare these judges off, and they decided in their recent opinion that, well, it's not up to us to redefine marriage in Maryland. The legislature can do that, but the judiciary, we're not going to do that. And that was a victory because one legislator, understanding the law and understanding the Constitution, understanding his responsibility to impeach judges who are outside of their jurisdiction, who engage in judicial activism, that one legislator standing against all the judges could back them up from what they were intending to do, we're fairly certain. So original intent, strict construction, judicial restraint are the things that we are working for in our civil government. And usually these go hand in hand. If you're going to follow the original intent, it means strict construction of the Constitution. It means the judges are restricted to the supreme law of our land, the U.S. Constitution. And we need to remember that the battle has often been won by the pagans and the leftists in the court system, by judicial activism. Consider what happened back in the 1930s with FDR's New Deal, which is actually communism or socialism. His New Deal programs were struck down again and again by the Supreme Court because they knew these are not constitutional. This is not permissible for the government to do, until he threatened and ultimately was able to pack the court with his own appointees, and then they began passing his New Deal socialism through left and right, and America, sad to say, has never been the same since that day, never been sane either as well from that day. And the reason why, and we can discuss this with attorneys and so forth, the reason why original intent applies is it applies to every other field of law. If somebody has a will, how do you interpret it? According to the meaning the writer of the will gave it.
We'll be back in just a moment with Alistair David here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you, too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Dan back here, and of course, David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. This will be our last segment here. It's going to be an exciting day when we see who probably will be the Republican nominee. And of course, you know, Sunday, why did FDR do what he did? Why? FDR and his wife were both involved with spiritualism. They were calling on the astrologers just as Richard Nixon did, just as Ronald Reagan did, just as, Hillary Clinton. When they got in the White House, they brought in Gene Houston, who is an astrologer, to conjure up the spirit of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. And so many of these people are involved in that. If you doubt what I say, you can go to the website, WilliamHKennedy.com. That's WilliamHKennedy.com, and you'll see the documentation. You can click to the articles. All of these people involved are in the dark arts. And, of course, you don't like to think that about Richard Nixon, and certainly Ronald Reagan was the great communicator, and he was. Said everything I believed and did everything that he said he was against. But, of course, he was involved with these spiritual forces, as was his wife. In fact, her astrologer, a woman named Joan Quigley, wrote a book, and you can get it on Amazon, entitled What Did Joan Say? What Did Joan Say? Joan Quigley, well, of course, that was Ronald Reagan asking Nancy when she returned from the visit with Joan Quigley, what did Joan say? Why? Because they used that as the basis for what they were doing as they directed the country. We are up against powerful spiritual forces, and the reason you never hear about them is because the media in America is controlled. Well, go ahead, David.
Well, we were talking about how to reach out to a widening circle of people. You know, not only do we need to reach attorneys and legislators and judges and so on, we also need to reach out to armed forces as well as police. Millions of Americans swear to uphold the Constitution when they enter either the armed forces or many federal service jobs and so on. And these people have sworn an oath to something they don't understand. And so at Christmas, I was having a conversation with a friend of my niece, and I was asking him about his military service. He's no longer in the military, but I asked him, you know, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Did they teach you at all in your boot camp what that oath meant or what the Constitution was that you were swearing to uphold? He said, no, they never did. So we have an open and a easy in with people who've sworn an oath, and once they understand an oath is a solemn vow before Almighty God that imperils your eternal soul if you don't fulfill this vow, you know, if they understand that, then we have an easy opportunity to say, hey, I have an opportunity or a way for you to learn what the Constitution says so you can fulfill that vow that you've made before Almighty God. And so among many of the armed forces, I know that they're being used for evil purposes, but many of them would be very open to learning what the Constitution actually says, because they do want to take their oath seriously. They do want to do what they are being called to do according to the Constitution and not violating the Constitution. Now, many people will say back to us, well, you know, original intent, that's a nice idea, but we can never get into the mind of the founding fathers. Well, that's a lie. We know what the founders meant in most cases of what they stated because of their additional writings to the Constitution Declaration. You know, read the Federalist Papers. There's three of the founders arguing very clearly why the Constitution should be ratified, and they spell out in detail many of the aspects of the debate in that day. And we have Madison's notes, his notes that he took during the constitutional debates, the convention. He wrote those notes in order to record what the debates were about. We can get back to the original intent. And if, as people would say, well, times have changed, that's 200 years ago, and so, well, it's true. And the Constitution can be amended, but it should never be amended by any other means than Article 5 provides for amending it. And that is the only way that our God-given rights will be safe and secure. The funny thing is, those who reject original intent, which all the liberals and leftists do, they will nevertheless quote the framers and the founders whenever it's convenient to their purposes. They'll often quote Thomas Jefferson's phrase from his letter to the Danbury Baptist, the wall of separation between church and state. Of course, they completely take it out of context and twist it around to mean the opposite of what Jefferson meant it in that letter. And if you were to eliminate original intent, what it means is that there is no protection any longer to any of your God-given rights. It means the Constitution is a piece of trash paper, and the government does whatever it wants. And therefore, we know if it has enough power, it can enslave all of us. And we know what that's what the New World Order goons want to do, make us all slaves of the New World Order. Thomas Jefferson put it this way, and I think it is well stated. In 1823, he said, "On every question of construction," that's understanding what the Constitution means, "on every question of construction, let us carry ourselves back to the time when the Constitution was adopted. Recollect the spirit manifest in the debates, and instead of trying what meaning may be squeezed out of the text or invented against it, conform to the probable one in which it was passed." This principle that Thomas Jefferson spelled out is what has been violated and rejected by those who are currently in power, whether it's in the judiciary, they've broken this principle time and time again, or the executive branch, or the legislative branch. All three branches of government are violating this egregiously in our day. And so we need to work as citizens for the election of officials on all levels of government and in all branches of government who will follow the Constitution. And I've said to say that in many cases, you won't find hardly any. And so maybe you need, after taking this course, to run yourself. I ran for office here in the state legislature recently because I saw the row of candidates lined up. Some of them were better than others, but none of them had studied the Maryland Constitution. None of them were truly committed to obeying the state constitution, let alone the U.S. Constitution. And so oftentimes our students find that they have to run for office because there's nobody that is good to choose from on election day. And so we need to work for the election of constitutionalists at all levels of government, including the president and federal judges as well as local judges. And we need to work to bring Congress back to sound constitutional principles. We need to communicate with our senators and with our congressmen. And if they're voting sound, we need to work to reelect them. If they're not, we need to work to replace them.
Amen. Well, we're out of time, David. Thank you so very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you later this month. Bye-bye.
God bless, Dr. Stack. Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Jan, back here. Federalist, but he was talking about the Federalist Papers. We carry the Federalist Papers. If you've never read them, they are a must, because, of course, there you'll find out that we're not a democracy. I mean, our founding fathers didn't want democracy. They knew what had happened in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome and down through the ages when democracies had been created and the people had voted themselves into slavery. That's why they created a republic. And that's why they never teach this in our schools today, because they don't want you to understand your heritage of freedom. So we carry the Federalist Papers. We have a wonderful book called Betrayed by the Bench by John Stormer. It's the best book out there on the Supreme Court and how these people have violated their oath of office and, of course, intentionally and purposely changed the or tried to change the structure of our government. But you see, they really can't change it. They can reinterpret it, but the Constitution is still there. It is the law of our land, and the traitors in Washington, D.C., refuse to honor it. Well, of course, then to really understand what this is about, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which gets into not only what the Supreme Court did, but why they did it. And until you understand the spiritual forces that energize these people who changed our structure of government, nothing makes sense. So Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD, video, or the book, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my DVD on the Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. It's really the story of the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years by the sages and adepts of the secret societies and mystery religions, and how this is being played out today. You need to get our 4-tape set or 4-CD set on the Secret Behind the Secret, which addresses Rhonda Byrne and her DVD and the secret that sold millions of copies, featured on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, and acknowledged by Jim Carrey as a source of his individual power and success. And the secret will bring you success, but at a terrible, terrible price. So you need to understand what this is all about, what is out there, and why you must avoid it. And, of course, you must know to whom you pledge your allegiance. Well, all of these items are certainly our 4-tape set on Satanism and satanic crimes is important. And we have the book by that title, Satanic Crimes, and the 4-tape set on satanic crimes. We have a 4-tape set on the supernatural, and you need to understand that there really is a supernatural. There is power out there that you can access, but you certainly don't want to. So remember, that's the supernatural, and there's a book that goes with that entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. The Beautiful Side of Evil by Johanna Michelson, who we interview for 2 hours in our 4-tape set. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley, who is a Satanist. We have the 4-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and the book that goes with that, Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin, first book that ever began to introduce me to the supernatural element that we battle against. For we battle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So certainly you would want to get the Hostage to the Devil, fascinating book, story of five exorcisms. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war. America is under attack today. And so, until tomorrow, please pray for Radio Liberty. And we'll be back. Same. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.